Democrat Michael Kearns of Buffalo first ran for his seat on an anti-silver theme. He tells WBFO the 12-year prison term is a just sentence. So, too, is the $1.7 million fine, which Kearns sees as a recognition by the judge that Silver is still eligible for a state pension in spite of a criminal conviction. Kearns and other lawmakers want to change that.
Ethics is a top priority. It's something that my colleagues and I have been talking about. And I'm very hopeful that we'll get some legislation, really legislation that can be signed into law this year, especially dealing with pension forfeiture. People can't understand how people can break the law and still receive their pension while they're in jail.
Republican Ray Walter of Amherst, meanwhile, issued a written statement shortly after Silver's sentencing, saying that it's a reminder of the need for ethics reform in Albany. He also called the Democrats to, in his words, stop talking about change and instead make ethics reform a reality. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.